for a great way to spend your Sunday? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and indulge in our Sunday brunch. Available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. End your weekend with us and get this all-you-can-eat brunch for $45 with a River Club card or $55 without. Kids under 10 eat for just $15. Gather your friends and family and enjoy our wide variety of specialty entrees, perfect for a relaxing Sunday morning or afternoon. For menu or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
The following program is pre-recorded.
Larry Elder here, the sage from South Central, the prince of Pico Union, the czar of common sense, the great Eldersky, Don Lorenzo. Welcome to the program. No victocrats allowed because we've got a country to save. So let's get her teed up!
Do you want to play rock? Say hello to my little friend!
What the hell's going on out here?
Ooh, that's a bingo.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. My guest is, I guess you'd call her an American activist, who opposes gender-affirming care for minors, supports a ban on such care following her own detransition. She's born here in California, Central Valley. Growing up, she was a self-described tomboy who didn't fit social norms. Sought medical advice, began transitioning at the age of 12. At the age of 13, began undergoing treatment, including puberty blockers, testosterone, and underwent a double mastectomy at the age of 15. She began regretting her decision, realizing medical professionals had pressured her and her parents into accepting the transitioning. Starting in 2022, she began testifying before the United States Congress against medical transition and began denouncing gender-affirming care for minors. I should point out that the American Society of Plastic Surgeries has changed its position and is now opposing gender-related surgeries for patients under the age of 19. Please welcome to the program Chloe Cole.
Thank you so much for having me.
Chloe, it is my pleasure. Did I pretty much get the introduction right?
Yes, I mean, that was pretty spot on, and I think that I think it gives all the information that...
Go ahead.
Sorry about that.
No problem.
I had a... Sorry, I was having some connection issues right there.
I see. I have that effect on people, Chloe. Don't worry about it. Tell us about your childhood. Tell us about growing up. Tell us about the fact that you describe yourself as a tomboy and just your whole journey. Talk to us about that.
Yes, so from a pretty young age, growing up with so many older siblings, I tended to gravitate a little bit more towards the personalities and interests of my older brothers. I loved video games. I loved going out and exploring. I just loved being in masculine company, and I felt like I found a lot more comfort with them. And the older that I got, the more difficult I found it to relate to other women, other girls my age, and I just felt so distant from my own femininity, and a lot of it was in very superficial ways. I did not like wearing makeup for most of my life. I didn't like wearing feminine clothing. I found it very uncomfortable. But I also just, it felt like there was something that was lacking in my connection with the women around me. But I never really thought of this as something that made me bad or different. It was just something that made me unique. It was a strength that I had. Until around the time that I started hitting puberty, which happened a little bit earlier for me. I was about 9 years old, and I was the first in my class to really start physically developing, and with that came a lot of unwanted attention and a lot of questions about what the responsibilities would be once I went from just being a little girl into a full-fledged woman. And the more that I was hearing about in this culture of today that I grew up in about what it means to be a woman. A lot of it seemed very superficial. A lot of it was about, I thought that the best things about being a woman would be beauty or these other superficial things that never really mattered to me. And I thought that my body was going to be a burden. I thought that I would just be having periods and having to worry about pregnancy and before I knew how much those things would actually mean to me. I didn't know yet how much I would eventually go on to want to become a mother and value those parts of myself because I still very much was a child. And I was led to believe that I was a young man rather than a young woman at around the age of 12, and I learned about this idea of transgenderism through social media.
Were you talking to your mother, your father, your brothers about your feelings while you were experiencing these feelings?
I wasn't really close to anybody in particular at this time. Mm-hmm. I had friends at school, sure, but even my own family members, I never really spoke to you about these things because for most of my life, I hated the idea of talking to people about things that I found difficult in my life because I didn't know if anybody could help me. And this wasn't until a few months after I decided that I was a young man rather than a woman that I decided to tell everybody about it because mm-hmm. I thought, well, the way that people are going to see me is going to change, and that is something that I want to happen. And I was never destined to be a woman. I was supposed to be a young man. I just so happened to be in the wrong body. And the longer that people see me this way, I naively thought that it would feel horrible for me, that it was unnatural for me to even be seen by other people as a young woman because on some level, I wasn't born that way.
Mm-hmm. Chloe, talk to us about what you saw online that made you start believing that maybe you were in the wrong body. What was it that you saw?
What I saw online began with things that pretty much anybody my age sees. Things around memes, things around just pop culture stuff like TV shows and books and musicians that people listen to. And nothing that I was seeing was really out of the ordinary, except the more that I went into these communities that were based around my own personal interests of these things, the more that there is an ideological component behind all of it that I began to notice. And it was mostly other kids my age who were pushing for it, interestingly enough. And the more that I interacted with and spoke to these kids, the more that I was learning about these primarily leftist ideas of things like feminism or queer theory, and especially transgenderism was what caught my attention the most because it was very novel at the time in a way that was almost intellectually stimulating and also very, very personal to me because these other kids would talk about feeling like they never had a place to fit in, like they weren't even like people of their own sex, and eventually they found this sense of identity that they were looking for throughout their lives. And they may not have realized at the time, but I had those exact same feelings, and I began to wonder why I related to these people so much. And that it was that questioning that led to me believing that I actually was transgender, that my gender somehow was something separate from my sex, and that in order to solve this feeling of discomfort I had to stop my puberty and I had to deny myself of my body, of basic reality, and go down this path of experimental medicine for life.
Hmm. So Chloe, you said this already, that you were not close to anybody really in your family. There was nobody to say, Chloe, all teenagers feel angst. All teenagers feel that they don't fit in. All teenagers feel awkward socially. It's nothing deep. It's something that you're just going through. There was nobody around to say that to you. And, Chloe, had someone said that to you, would it have sunk in?
I did have members of my family, actually, who did push back. My mom and dad definitely did. They were very sensible about it. And one of my older brothers was one of the biggest opponents of this in my own life, and he made that very clear. But it brought a lot of tension in our relationship, and my mom and dad were at such a loss of what to do because on one hand, they could see what I was going through, and they knew, they figured that a lot of it came down to me essentially going through a phase, as children and teenagers tend to, in that I eventually would very likely grow out of it as long as I was just given the time to really think through it and to just live through, just live and grow up. But they were not given that chance. We were not given that chance as a family. They, my mom and dad decided that the best course of action might be to, we might as well see a therapist, because this clearly was a psychological issue that I had, and certainly the psychologist would help me with whatever was going on underneath that was causing this confusion in my life. But I think as reasonable as that expectation was, my mom and dad, unfortunately, were absolutely wrong about that. And I don't blame them, because most parents who are dealing with this with their kids don't expect that they're going to be going up against an ideologically captured medical system the way that they did.
Well, we're going to take a break here. We come back, I want to talk to you about the therapist and about your seeing professionals and the treatment that you underwent. I also want to ask you what kind of a student you were. Were you a good student? Did you fit in well? Did you play activities? Were you in sports? Were you in other extracurricular activities? You seem so extremely, extremely bright. So all these questions coming up next. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. There's actually a bill called the Chloe Cole Bill that is being debated right now. I'm going to talk to my guest about that as well. Again, she has been described as a detransitioner. I also want to ask you what that term means. Chloe Cole, don't go away.
Larry will be right back. Stay tuned.
Larry Elder here. You know, one of the most rewarding parts of sharing Relief Factor with you is hearing real stories like that of Sandra. She tells us, I've been hearing about Relief Factor on the radio for a couple of years, and I finally decided to try it because nothing else was helping my back pain. I know the feeling. With a 3-week quick start, she said, I went for it. Now I feel like a new person. That's Sandra's own words, and it's so gratifying to hear. I've told you about my brother Kirk having difficulty going up and down the stairs in the morning. He wouldn't listen to me. I told him to take Relief Factor. He finally did. Began moving better, feeling stronger. Too bad he didn't listen earlier. Try it for yourself. The 3-week quick start, and see how Relief Factor could be your game changer too. It is only $19.95. Think about it. Do the math. Less than a dollar a day. So call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800, the number 4-RELIEF. Or go to ReliefFactor.com. All one word, ReliefFactor.com. How will it feel to be out of pain? 800-4-RELIEF, ReliefFactor.com.
We have reached the age where things just cost more.
Cars, phones, life insurance.
Your blood pressure is up.
Your weight is up.
You're one to talk.
I have type 2 diabetes, so I'm getting dinged just like you.
Thank goodness for Big Lou.
Big Lou!
Big Lou can get term life insurance rates for a 50-year-old male with type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, or maybe he's on anxiety meds, for just around $200 a month for $1 million of coverage.
Oh, you gotta say that again.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll say it. Big Lou and term provider could get a 50-year-old man, a little dinged up, $1 million in life insurance for around $200 a month.
Call Big Lou.
Big Lou!
He's like you. 800-555-2085. That's 800-555-2085.
Don't put it off. If you're overweight, diabetic, have high blood pressure, you gotta call Big Lou.
Gotta. 800-555-2085.
Write it down.
800-555-2085.
Charlou's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlou's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
$20 a year. And because he literally wrote the words, switch today, in capital letters, with an exclamation point, I'm going to go ahead and dedicate this commercial to him. So folks, take it from James in Raleigh, North Carolina. Pure Talk can give you unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month on the same 5G service the big guys are overcharging you for. Just dial #250, say Mike Rowe. You'll also save 50% off your first month. That's #250 to save an additional 50%. Thanks, James.
#888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. My guest is Chloe Cole, a self-described detransitioner. Chloe, talk to us about what kind of student you were growing up. What were your interests?
I was always an avid reader growing up as a kid. I would even read through the entire, like textbooks that we were given in the very first month of school, pretty much every school year, and I would always be disappointed every time that there wasn't more material to read. And it would even get to the point that my teachers would, like, punish me for reading ahead so far ahead of, of other students. But I also have always been the creative type. I've loved writing about different things. I loved creating my own stories, and especially drawing has been one of my biggest hobbies throughout my life. But I did struggle a little bit in school as bright of a kid as I was, because I always hated being placed into a mold, and I didn't struggle with the curriculum per se. Yeah. I just felt like I wanted to have a little bit more meaning in the things that I was doing every day, even from a young age.
Let me put it plainly. You were bored. I was very bored. Yeah. And I know a lot of people that are really, really bright, and they're just bored like crazy. That strikes me as what happened with you. Let's talk about your therapist. So you meet a therapist. Who found the therapist?
So my mom and dad actually found a therapist and a few psychologists over the years through our healthcare provider, Kaiser Permanente, mm-hmm. which actually touts itself to the state as one of the top providers for care for transgender children in the state of California. And when my mom and dad found them, or when they found this out, they thought what care meant was that I would be given psychological counseling through my feelings and not pushed down this path of experimental, lifelong, and life-altering medication. They were told that by the same doctors who they entrusted with my life, that if I struggled with these feelings any longer, if we kept going years without intervention, then I would be at risk of taking my own life, because the gender dysphoria would be so great that it would make me fail to thrive.
Wow. Prior to this, Chloe, had you had suicidal thoughts?
I was not suicidal. Mm-hmm. And at times I was depressed because I struggled to make friends, and I was really trying to find meaning and purpose in my life. But the only thing that I ever wanted was to find a better life. I didn't become suicidal until after I began the transition process and they kept increasing the doses of the drugs that I was on.
So let's back up. Talk to us about the therapist. Male, female?
So the first therapist that I had was a male, and I only had him for about a month. But mm-hmm. my mom and dad and I were equally frustrated with him because, sure, he referred me as the sex that I wanted him to call me by. He called me the name that I wanted him to, but that was about all he did. There was no exploration at all of the underlying feelings that I had. Now, once we were on to the next therapist, that was when the ball started moving, but unfortunately, it wasn't really in the right direction. Rather than... She made the same mistake as the previous therapist, not really properly examining what was causing these feelings for me, but instead affirming them. and saying, well, the reason why she feels this way is actually because she is transgender. She is a boy. And there is simply no other choice for your daughter, she told my mom and dad.
Wow. Wow. Your counseling sessions, are they one-on-one, or are your parents involved in the sessions?
So they were primarily one-on-one, but my mom and dad actually got frustrated about the lack of information that they were being given from my doctors around my mental state and watching me go into eighth grade, becoming more depressed, more isolated. So they decided we're going to speak to the doctors ourselves and see and find an answer for ourselves. And that was the answer they were told, that there was no other choice and that it was transition or suicide for me.
So then what happens next? You go and see someone and you begin treatment?
My mom and dad felt like they couldn't push back any further once they were told multiple times that my life was going to be on the line. And frankly, I can't blame them given that they weren't given any other choice. What happened next was that the therapist referred us out to an endocrinologist who then spoke to us about administering the hormones and puberty blockers to go around my natural puberty and make me appear and develop more like a young man. And at 13 years old, before I even graduated from middle school, that is when I began the two drugs that I was placed on.
And tell us about the drugs.
So the first drug that they put me on was called Lupron, and this previously has been used to treat things like precocious puberty in the cases of children who are extremely young and already undergoing sexual development to give them more and more time to experience childhood and avoid the more dangerous effects of going through puberty so young. It's also been used as a cancer drug and to chemically castrate sex offenders, yet I was being given this as a perfectly healthy young child. And so I started to experience menopause while I was still in middle school. And it was extremely uncomfortable to be on. It stopped my puberty completely. And very shortly after that was when I was put on high doses of androgens that they increased over the years. So I started developing a little bit of facial hair. My face started becoming more angular. I've had permanent changes to my bone structure. It's made my top half a little bit wider, prevented my body from developing more femininely, and even gave me more muscle, and also, of course, influenced my behavior and my emotions at the time in ways that at first were almost to regulate my mood, almost made me feel the sense of elation that they often refer to as gender euphoria. But eventually I became very prone to bouts of rage, being upset, and it was actually something that ended up getting in the way of my relationships with people because it made me so emotionally unstable while I was on these drugs that I was never supposed to be in the first place.
So, Chloe, as your personality is changing, your attitude is changing, your mood is changing, your parents must have seen this, and what was their reaction?
At first, I seemed to be happier. I had a more regular sense of mood. I told everybody that I was happy because I didn't know any better. And I was finally seeing changes in my life after years of being kind of an awkward outcast girl. I was finally making friends, and I even went to my high school years looking and sounding just like any other young man. So for the most part, people had no idea who I actually was. But then after about a year or so of being on these drugs and living this lifestyle, it became such a burden on me. I started to feel depressed again, even worse than I was before. I felt even more meaningless because I was having to live with the weight of telling everybody lies every day about who I was, including myself. I was lying to myself about the way that I was born, and none of my doctors, nobody within the transgender community had ever told me, you can go back and it'll be okay. In fact, it'll be better for you to go back because you are far too young to be doing this, and it's not actually going to help you. The answer that I was given when I was continuing to go through this depression was that maybe I should go further. And eventually I did. I had surgery at the age of 15.
Well,
before I had a first kiss, before I could even drive a car, I had a double mastectomy to get rid of my breasts.
We're going to pick it up from there. My guest is Chloe Cole. We're going to talk about your double mastectomy that you underwent at the age of 15. Don't go away. 888-971-SAGE. Larry Elder, Salem, Michigan.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
North State Park's annual celebration of North State wine is back with another panel of fine wine with award-winning wines served by the North State's best wineries being held at the newly remodeled Holiday Inn with fine appetizers by their new chef. 20's theme is accented by Ladybot and the Bluebirds on stage. 20's attire is suggested. This event sells out every year, so don't miss the fun. Saturday night, March 7th at the Holiday Inn. Tickets can be purchased at pcpark.org.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have Veterans Resource Centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With their slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com.
Triple 8-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. I am Larry Elder. My guest is Chloe Cole, a self-described detransitioner. So, Chloe, you said that you went even further at the age of 15. We're talking about a double mastectomy. That is a major, major move, obviously. Again, your parents, your brothers, what did they say about this?
My mom and dad actually pushed back against this, and they were told, once again, the same answer by the doctors, that I could not survive if I didn't undergo this intervention as young as I was, and to have my life threatened again by the doctors. They use the single biggest lie that any parent could have regarding their child, outliving their child. And my mom and dad felt like they had no other choice but to allow me to go to do this, as much as it went against their instincts and as much as they were right, unfortunately. And my brother, it absolutely broke his heart to see me in the state that I was and to see me go further into it, to see me after the surgery, to see the scars on my chest afterward was something that broke his heart for years. And it turned out the surgery would actually be the turning point for me when I realized that all of this was a mistake, that I should have never done any of this. I should have never been led into these decisions by doctors, but also that it wasn't my fault and that there was hope for me afterward. The grief that I was experiencing, realizing that I may not be able to have children as an adult, that my menses may never be able to come back and I'll never be able to breastfeed my children, was horrific for such a long time. But it also was what gave me the courage to step back, to reevaluate everything and to go against the grain so that my life could become better again, so that I could re-embrace the way that God beautifully created me and I would be able to find a new normal. And I decided that I didn't want to stay silent about it. I knew that the transgender community would be very angry at me for it, that I would be going up against an industry in a way that would seem like kind of a Sisyphean task, honestly, but I was determined to take it down because I knew that I was not the only child that they experimented on. I had seen those other kids in the hospital system. I had met other detransitioners, and I knew that now was my time. It was now or never if I wanted to create change.
Chloe, can we back up? The doctor who performed the double mastectomy, the doctor didn't say to you, you know, this is irrevocable, you may regret this, I've never done this before on somebody as young and as smart as you are, maybe you should rethink this. Did that happen?
So for all of the medical interventions, there was very brief conversation about some of the potentially expected effects, mainly in a positive light. But of course, I mean, doctors are required to list off some of the potential complications that could result as a consequence of them. But it wasn't comprehensive enough. I've experienced, to this day, I experience complications from all three of the main treatments, and most of which were never even listed, but are commonly understood to happen after years of being on them or going through them. And no matter how much a doctor would tell me, it wouldn't matter because I was still a child. I hadn't lived yet. I hadn't even made it to adulthood. I'd never had a romantic relationship. I didn't know who I was because no kid does.
When did you regret it? Was there a moment or was it gradual?
It was very gradual over time. I mean, there's a honeymoon period that happens after pretty much every single one of the treatments and once you start to look more like the opposite sex. But eventually that goes away. It becomes another part of your life. The novelty stops, and you may realize that it's actually something that's causing you great harm for life. And it was when I realized that that was exactly what was happening that led to me regretting every single part of it. But I also, as hard as it was during that point in time, going through that kind of trauma at the age of 16, I also knew that even if it didn't feel like it then, I was going to be able to find hope after that, and I would be able to use my experiences and everything that my family and I had went through for the greater good.
Mm-hmm. We only have another minute left in this segment, Chloe. Now, you're still in high school when all this is happening. How are your classmates treating you? And you're absent a lot. When you come back, what's the reaction?
A lot of them actually knew me as a young man for the entire time that we were friends. So it was very jarring to see me come back from being an admittedly very masculine person to a very awkward and really unhealthy looking person who at the time didn't look very feminine. A lot of them were very sympathetic, but also a lot of them found it very strange, and some of them were very left-wing, and they found my detransition and my changes in ideology and philosophy around it very uncomfortable, and they even went as far as to cut me off.
Let's pick it up from there. Chloe Cole is my guest. Chloe, don't go away. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Larry Elder here. Let me share Brian's story from Alabama, my mom's home state. He tells us, after taking Relief Factor for just 3 weeks, at least 90% of my pain is gone. My pain has started to limit me at work and at home, and now I'm amazed at how much relief I've gotten, end of quote. These are Brian's own words, and they speak volumes about what Relief Factor can do for you. I've told you about my buddy Tom, an avid golfer, out on the green almost every single day. He says without Relief Factor, he wouldn't be able to swing freely because of shoulder pain or back pain. But since taking it, he said he stayed active, comfortable, and confident in his swing. He is a scratch golfer. That's why I encourage you to try Relief Factor yourself and see what it can do for you. Don't wait. If you're dealing with daily pain, launch your 3-week quick start and see what Relief Factor can do for you. 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. How will it feel to be out of pain? 800-4-RELIEF, ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. A lot of us are thinking about taxes, home projects we've been putting off, ways to get ahead financially in 2026. Now's the perfect time to talk to my friends at Fellowship Home Loans. If you want to lower your mortgage payment, they can help you refinance. If you need access to cash for home improvements or to wipe out high interest debt, their fixed rate line of credit is one of the best tools out there. Fast approval, predictable rate, and flexibility to use your home's equity wisely. Remember, many people still qualify to skip their next 2 mortgage payments. Imagine starting big projects or paying down debt with 2 months of breathing room. My family and I have used Fellowship personally. I trust these guys. Take control of 2026. Go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. FellowshipHomeLoans.com/MikeG or call 800-510-MIKE. That's 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans. Mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, equal housing lender, NMLS number 819382.
Now, as I've been predicting, thanks to the work of our president, it appears your interest rates are finally on the way down. How will that affect you? Well, I'm joined by Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
What do you think about the great news? What does that mean for the sellers that you're working with?
You know, Sean, I think that the biggest thing is this, is that as interest rates go down, it serves as gravity to value. So as rates go down, the value of homes goes up. And as those rates go up, the value of homes goes down. So as we watch rates going down in the future, we could expect that the asset value of real estate is going to start to go up. So the question is, do you sell now or do you sell later? Do you buy now or you buy later? I would say either way, as long as you're in the market, you're going to receive the benefit.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to reddinghomes.com. That's Redding, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker. That's Josh Barker, and then you can start packing.
Hi, I'm Dr. Marie Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
SAGE 888-971-7243. I am Larry Elder. We are Salem News Channel coming to you from the Relief Factor Studio. Don't forget your Relief Factor, 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Chloe Cole is my guest. So, Chloe, I asked you when you kind of went back and you said your classmates kind of only knew you as a male. What name did you use?
I was kind of lazy with the name I chose, actually. I just took my birth name and I plucked 3 letters out of it and called myself Leo instead of Chloe.
I see. So you gradually realized that you'd made a mistake, and at that point, what do you do about it?
I was paralyzed for a little bit. I didn't really know what I could do about it because I didn't know if this was something that I was just experiencing, and I had no guidance on it at all, even from my own doctors. But I really had to figure it out all on my own.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know if there was a word for what I was going through, but eventually I put two and two together and decided that this is going to be a detransition. I don't even know. I was so confused at the time, and I didn't know whether to call myself a man or a woman or whatever I could call myself anymore, but I knew that I wasn't transgender. I knew that this was hurting me, but I kept naturally gravitating towards femininity for whatever reason. And eventually, I discovered that I wasn't the only person who was in the situation, that there was a community dedicated to thousands of people all over the world who were going through the same thing, who regretted their transition, and were searching for a new life after the fact. And it was these older men and women who helped me through this experience, helped me to understand that I wasn't broken, that I was being made anew in this choice, and that gave me the strength that I needed in order to move forward and to move into public advocacy for the protection of children, for parental rights going forward.
I sense that the medical community is also rethinking all of this as well. And the idea of performing these kinds of treatments and surgeries on minors is increasingly becoming something that I believe the medical community is opposing. Is that your position? Do you feel the same way?
I do, and I don't necessarily feel like their heart is all the way in it either. Mm-hmm. I feel like this has come after years of pressure, and especially after the Trump administration has put down their foot on this issue in protecting children, which has been a total breath of fresh air, especially after the Biden administration has done everything that they could have to further this. And I think that this is in response to not just the laws that are passing and to the policies that are being made, but also to the fact that people like me have been coming out for years voicing the damages that have occurred to them and threatening the wallets of these doctors and of these medical corporations that continue to abuse children and young people in the name of so-called gender-affirming care.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're very afraid, and I think they should be.
Tell us about the Chloe Cole Act.
So I have been working for years on statewide legislation now across a few dozen states to protect children from these procedures, the puberty blockers, the cross-sex hormones, and the surgeries. But there are so many other states that do not have comprehensive laws, or they're going all the way in the opposite direction, including our own home state, unfortunately.
Especially our own home state. Yeah, especially California.
Place.
Yeah.
If we want to stop this industry completely, if we want to make sure that not just a select few children in America are safe, but every single American child will be saved from what my generation has gone through, we need to pass the Chloe Cole Act, because it will make these procedures completely illegal across the board, all over the U.S., and it will make sure that every child who has already been harmed will be able to seek justice for themselves through the legal system.
And as you probably know, the Supreme Court just struck down the ban that California tried to impose on teachers informing their parents that their kids think of themselves as a different gender. Gavin Newsom supported this ban. The Supreme Court said you can't do that. If teachers want to tell parents, they should be able to do that.
Yes. I mean, one of the biggest problems happening with this issue is that there are so many parents who are dealing with this on a scale that we can't even imagine. Everywhere I go, everywhere I speak at, whether it be churches, at legislative hearings, or at college events, I have so many parents, so many family members coming up to me asking me for how to help their children through this. And a lot of schools in our state, of course, are secretly socially transitioning children behind the backs of their parents.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a psychological intervention that these teachers and these staff members are giving to children without any credentials and without the knowledge of the parents. And if we truly want to empower children, we have to empower the adults around them with the knowledge of what is happening in their lives emotionally so that they can be involved.
Chloe, you are suing Kaiser Permanente. Tell us about the lawsuit. What's the status of the lawsuit?
So I have chosen to sue all of my doctors who were involved in my transition, as well as Kaiser Permanente, because they don't intend for me to be their last victim. I deserve justice for the lifelong pain that they have put me through, and so does every child. And I want to make it so that there is a precedent for every family, every young boy and girl who has been hurt in the name of transgenderism. I filed suit a few years ago, but it's been quite a bit of an uphill battle as Kaiser has been trying to bury my case with every method they could. But the state of California has decided that my case is going to go to trial, and we are going to courts next year on April 5th.
1 minute left in this segment, Chloe. Have any of the doctors, any of the medical professionals, any of the therapists along this transition, along this line, your journey, have any of them apologized to you?
No, in fact, they doubled down. Many of them told me, well, I didn't think that it was a problem at the time because somebody else signed off on it. Or some of them even said, well, you're still transitioning. This is just a continuation of your gender journey, rather than trying to counsel me and help me and understand the way that I was created. And these are medical professionals who know better, who know that children can't consent or they can't understand these very adult decisions, and they deserve to be held accountable for what they have done.
We come back. I know that you attended the State of the Union. I'm going to ask you about that. I'm sure you've written a book. If you haven't written one, you should. And we're going to also talk about how people can support you in your activism. So, Chloe Cole, please don't go away. Now, one of the most rewarding parts of sharing Relief Factor with you all is hearing real stories like that of Sandra. She tells us, I've been hearing about Relief Factor on the radio for a couple of years, and I finally decided to try it because nothing else was helping my back pain.
In his new movie, The Dragon's Prophecy, Dinesh D'Souza brings the new Middle East into focus with a message of perseverance, faith, and a shared global destiny.
Could the fate of the world, of humanity itself, be somehow tied to this place?
At long last, we have peace in the Middle East.
Israel and Christians are coming together in a way they have never been before, since the Book of Acts.
But is this the end of Hamas and radical Islam? What does the Bible say?
We have to become fighters in the spirit for God. We don't accept what the enemy wants to do with our culture. We don't accept what he wants to do with the nation. If we keep fighting, we win.
Powerful, prophetic, a must-see movie based on Jonathan Cahn's international bestseller, The Dragon's Prophecy, combines history and scripture with faith, justice, and renewal. The Dragon's Prophecy, a new film by Dinesh D'Souza, now available on Amazon, YouTube, and iTunes.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 844-94-BIBLE. That's 844-94-BIBLE. 844-94-BIBLE.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085.
Triple 8-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. Our last few minutes with Chloe Cole, a detransitioner. Chloe, you were invited to attend the State of the Union speech. How did that happen?
So I have been working with Representative Bob Onder of Missouri on the Chloe Cole Act to protect all American children from transgender harm, as well as give them legal recourse after the fact, once they were adults, and they have realized how much harm this has done to them. And he actually was the one who invited me to be there, and it was an incredible blessing to be there for it. And it was a wonderful experience to be there in person, to see all these wonderful people there, and to watch Donald Trump as he, I think, very strategically pulled off his speech in such a way. He invited so many people who have been harmed by Democrat policies or have fought for our country, these incredible heroes and these survivors of these issues that are happening in our country right now. And the Democrats really show their colors on all these different issues, including when he invited a detransitioned young woman by the name of Sage, who had been trafficked and taken away from her parents across state lines, for the sole fact that they refused to call her by a boy's name. They refused to stand up for that girl who was hurt.
Chloe, we just have 2 minutes left. If people want to contact you, if people want to get involved in your activism, how do they do it?
So I am active on social media. I'm primarily on X as well as Instagram, and I'm running a YouTube channel as well, where I'm working on both short form and long form content, including video essays and interviews. But you can find all my socials on my website, chewcole.com, chooocole.com.
Have you written a book?
I am in the middle of writing one, actually, and trying to find a publisher.
Mm-hmm.
So stay tuned.
Okay. Your quality of life now, are you happy?
I am much happier than I ever was when I was living a lie and when I was being subjected to what really amounted to medical experimentation. It's only through accepting the things that I couldn't change and also using the experiences that once harmed me to help others that has given me incredible healing after the facts. And I could not be more grateful for the grace that God has put in my life and for everything that he has done for me. And even though I still suffer from the consequences, I have gone through healing that I never thought was possible. And that is something that I want to extend to everybody. I want to show everybody, no matter what they have been through, whether it's related to transition or not, that even if they've lost incredible parts of their life, they are not broken, and there is still so much more to life.
Chloe Cole, thank you so much for taking the time. I really do appreciate it. God bless.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's been my pleasure. You're delightful.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Redding and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.